You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There is no verb missing in the sentence, the car needs washed, if you're someone who can say, the car needs washed.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So this is something I have heard before, and actually, I never heard it while I was growing up. I was born and raised here in Michigan, but my mother-in-law grew up about an hour outside of Pittsburgh, and I have many times heard her say something like, does that dish need washed, or does the car need fixed, something like that.
And I love it that your mother-in-law is from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is often identified as the epicenter of the needs washed construction. And linguists do often call this the needs washed construction. It's when you have the verb need followed by a past participle like fixed or washed without to be. So some of us need to say needs to be washed, needs to be fixed, but some speakers can do needs washed, needs fixed. I don't know what's in the air on this one, but we had two listeners write to us in quick succession on this. The first one was from Lynn, and Lynn moved to Michigan and said, I started hearing, this needs cleaned, this needs fixed. And Lynn added, this makes me crazy. And then Heather wrote, and Heather said, I'm from Michigan, and I've moved to Northwest Ohio, and now I hear this needs revised. Is this a Northwest Ohio thing? And then Heather adds, it drives me nuts.
No fans here, I guess.
But I like that people are saying, is this a Michigan thing? Is this an Ohio thing? The answer is, it's a Michigan thing. It's an Ohio thing. It's really a Pittsburgh thing. There have been a lot of studies of this as a regional feature in American English, and there's a very nice discussion on the Yale Grammatical Diversity Project. In terms of where this shows up regionally, certainly Western Pennsylvania, lots of Ohio, Michigan, it goes into Indiana, down to West Virginia, into Illinois, but you are hearing sort of North Midland area. And it doesn't seem to correlate with class or with gender. It does correlate with race. You'll hear white speakers more than black speakers use this construction in this region. The construction needs washed appears to be from Scots-Irish, so brought over with speakers of Scots-Irish. And it primarily occurs with needs. You can also get it with want and like, as in the baby wants cuddled.
Yep, I've heard that one.
And with like, here's an example. The plant likes watered every week. Now, for some speakers, they may be saying, I would never use that. That's not part of my dialect or idiolect, my own variety of the language. But sometimes as you think about these, they can become more natural. So, for example, are you someone who can say, this needs taken care of first?
I could say that. I can hear myself saying that.
Or I was talking with a graduate student at the University of Michigan, and she was saying, yeah, I think that one I could do. And then we were talking about, there's so much that needs said. And I just want to emphasize, go back to where we started, which is this is a grammatical construction for the dialects that use this construction. You have dialects that say needs to be washed, and you have dialects that say needs washed. They're both absolutely systematic. It just depends what variety of American English you speak.
Well, Ann, sometimes language needs explained, and I'm so glad we have you here to do it. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.